Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does. Listen. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does.
Everywhere.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, and our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you right now. We love you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the True and Living One. You are the High and Lofty One who inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. You are the Lord God, our Healer. Glory to your name. You arise over us with healing in your wings. And we bless you, Lord God. We look to you tonight, hallelujah, the healer, our healer, hallelujah, to do what you do. Hallelujah, you are our healer. We thank you for healing even in advance, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for touching ones, hallelujah, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord God, and bringing forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness, and do as you do, seal that healing. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Philip, Minister Linda, welcome, welcome.
Praise the Lord. I'm here in Delaware. Linda's in Ohio, and she'll be joining, because I talked to her a little while ago. But so praise the Lord from Delaware. Hallelujah. We've done this a couple times, not very often, but a couple times. And the last time we did it, we actually had a heck of a broadcast. In fact, the last time we did it, you were even praying over me. When I was, it's a couple of years, yeah, maybe 2 years ago, I was in Delaware, and we did a broadcast, and you had to pray over me. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, God has used both of us to pray over each other, all of these, what, 7 or 8 years. Hallelujah. And we give God the glory. Amen.
We do.
Amen.
We do.
Well, those of you who have heard our broadcast before, God gives us, tells us ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. And then as we are on the broadcast, what God reveals, He heals. Glory to God.
That's right.
sometimes he doesn't tell us before the broadcast. Hallelujah. Like I said, sometimes he does. So we are open. We are wide open today for whatever God is doing, and we trust him for your healing tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're 5 minutes into the and so we want to encourage you right now. If there's anything going on in your body, hallelujah. And I want to say this too. Tomorrow night, I'm going to start in this direction.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's anything going on with you, and you want prayer for yourself or for someone that you know, you can begin to press your number one key. So just by way of announcement, I think I'm going to go ahead and do announcements first and say, you know, this is prophetic healing tonight. Tomorrow is Thursday. Tomorrow. Somebody just say tomorrow. I won't hear you, but you can say it. Tomorrow, amen, yeah. Is Thursday. And that's our Thursday edition of God in the Mist Get 'em Radio. And we are in boot camp season. So in August, we had evangelism boot camp. September, we had spiritual warfare boot camp with Pastor Price. And this month, we have healing boot camp. Hallelujah. So this is our regular prophetic healing night. Tomorrow, we will have healing boot camp night with Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda. We started last Thursday on the 5th of October, and they will continue on the rest of this month, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And so what we're expecting on these boot camp nights, these healing boot camp nights, we're expecting that there will be an impartation, and we'll just flow that from tonight even to tomorrow night. Hallelujah. We're expecting impartation. An impartation of the healing anointing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you already have the healing anointing, we're talking about an impartation that's higher, that's even more than you have right now in the name of Jesus. And then we're looking for activation, that the impartation will come of the healing anointing and the activation of the healing anointing. Your hands may get hot. Hallelujah. You may feel a burning around your chest, on your head. You may perceive something in the spirit. The Lord may show you something. That's the activation of the healing anointing, where the Lord will let you know some things. I believe even some people tonight, the Lord has given you a word, a prophetic word, of the healing that's going to happen tonight, the ailments that are to be healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Tag, you're it. Glory to God.
Yeah,
so if the Lord is showing you something tonight, amen, that an ailment that needs to be healed, you've been activated. So you can send me a text if you have my text, or you can press your number one key and share it with us. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then, like I said, we're expecting by the Spirit of God impartation, activation, and demonstration. So demonstration,
oh, yes.
That's when people are actually being healed. Hallelujah. The activation is that the Lord is healing through you. Demonstration, we see the healing manifested. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So that's what's going on Thursday while I'm making announcements, and y'all start pressing your number one key. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Sundays, on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. We have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, I'll be preaching. We're in the book of Job. God is revealing. He's making known. Amen. Join us on Sunday. Hallelujah. On Mondays, every Monday, we have Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. As she digs into the Word of God, this is our teaching, our Bible teaching series. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays is our prayer time. Our prayer time is awesome. It's called Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Where we have four people who pray in tongues, and they volunteer to pray in tongues, and they pray about 15 minutes each in tongues, and then God gives us interpretation of tongues. Now, what has happened to us recently, on the 3rd of October, the Lord, he's been revealing secrets to us. Amen. What happened on January 6th, he let us know about it before it happened. And on October the 3rd, he let us know that there was going to be an attack. Hallelujah. So he gave us a heads up on the attack in Israel. Hallelujah. And we began to even pray in advance about that, or he prayed through us in advance about that attack. And he let us know that the attack would come, but it will not prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're seeing a lot going on. He said, no matter what you see, know that this will not prevail. Hallelujah. So that's what we do on Tuesdays. And the Lord has told us because we are there with him, we keep showing up with him, that he was going to reveal secrets to us. You know, like he did Gideon. He told Gideon some things. Amen. And the prophets in the Bible, how he would tell them things in advance by his spirit. Hallelujah. So that's on Tuesdays, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And now Wednesdays, this is the second Wednesday, we have prophetic healing with Elder Philip and Minister Linda. Glory to God. And the next time we will have prophetic healing will be in November. Christmas is almost here. November the 8th, Wednesday, November 8th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have our newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and that is our anointed pandemic babies. Once again, the Lord is revealing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he wants us to know what's going on. And these anointed pandemic babies are the babies who were, they made it through the, hallelujah, these babies made it through the pandemic. First of all, they made it through abortion that was strong in this 50th year when they got here. So they made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic. And God is pouring out his spirit on these babies. And they are doing things that are greater than their years in life. Hallelujah. And so they need special prayer. They need prayer. Their parents need prayer. And the village, because it takes a village. Amen. Even the village needs to be prayed for. So that's what's going on in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So tonight, where we are, we are with prophetic healing. Elder Philip is here. I'm looking for Minister Linda. I don't see her quite yet, but Elder Philip is here. Praise God. And I don't know if the number one keys are working, I don't see anybody pressing their number one key. You can text me and let me know if you pressed your number one key and we didn't hear, we didn't see you. Okay, praise God. Amen. I see some number one keys being pressed. Glory,
all
hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. We're going to start, though, with Pastor Mom. Continue to press your number one key. Hallelujah. Continue to do that. And we will be with you in a few moments. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Catherine, we're going to open up the line. I know I hear you kind of buzzing around a little bit there. Pastor Catherine?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, amen. Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi.
We want to pray for you. Is there anything you want prayer for?
Yes.
I know we prayed last week about the coughing. It did get better. And so we want to pray about that. Anything? Is there any pain, Pastor Mom, anywhere?
No, I didn't get one.
No, no pain. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And amen, because I know you've prayed for her hip in the past, for her arm in the past. Amen. And, you know, a praise report, we used to go through putting Asper Cream on her. We had a subscription for Asper Cream to come every month. We hardly use it anymore.
Oh.
Glory to God.
Glory.
We had gone to Voltaren. Hallelujah. Putting pain meds on her body. Amen. Hardly even use those anymore. Glory to God. And then even any kind of pain meds, we give God the glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So let's pray about this coughing, you know, and so it can be completely gone. Not gone, but gone.
Thanks.
In Jesus' name.
Gone. Gone. G-O-W-N. Gone.
Gone. Hallelujah.
I love it. Well, I'm going to make a motion. I feel led to make a motion as if I were laying hands on Pastor Mom's throat and coming against coughing. I loose this power out of our hands to cause healing and wholeness in Pastor Mom. Throat, chest, all of it. Throat, chest, any throat tickle, chest, anything. I loose this power into her in Jesus' name. We loose the Holy Ghost power into her. And we speak to the cough, you have got to bow. We speak to the cough, you have got to disintegrate in the name of Jesus. We order you to vacate the premises. We order you to begin to evaporate in Jesus' name. And because of the power of the Holy Spirit, we demand you get away from this body and do not return. We lose healing to literally heal and restore any damage that has been done by this cough, any damage to the body that's been done by this cough. And Lord, we thank you We thank you in Jesus' name. Cough, you are done in Jesus' name. And we loose the power of the Holy Spirit out of our hands. And, oh, wow, she's really getting it. Glory to God. There's a strong wave of Holy Ghost power going into you right now. Lord, I thank you that this is deliverance, that this is healing. And we thank you and we praise you so much in Jesus' name. Well, there's still Holy Ghost power going into her. It's still going in.
Well, praise God. Thank you.
Still going in. Thank you.
Thank you, all. Thank you all so much for your prayers for Mom. I just kind of want to give a – I think my voice is getting better and better, and I just thank God in advance for complete and total healing, that everything would be completely gone. But I'd just like you all just continue to keep me in prayer for my throat. But I have not had a lot of mucus in it, like I normally do sometimes when I begin to talk. So I know God
is – Yes, we talked about that last time. Yes. Good. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, thank you all so much.
Praise God.
I don't hear Minister Linda. Tell her I say hello. Hello anyway. Hello to both of you all.
We will tell her hello. I know she's going to join us in progress. So if she's not on yet, we'll tell her. Praise God.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for that, the anointing that was flowing through into Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We thank God that Pastor Catherine, even her voice even sounds stronger. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
You know, sometimes they were healed as they go. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, like the leper. Hallelujah. They're healed as they go. Glory to God.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Pastor Catherine, you were saying something else?
Yes, I want you all to continue to pray for Cassandra. I think we prayed for her a couple of, I don't think it was last time, but the young lady I told you all that had breast cancer, she was at church on this past Sunday. But she was showing me that she has lost all of her hair now. But she said she goes a week, you know, and this was her week to feel really, really wet, like herself. And so I just want us to kind of just continue to keep her in prayer.
Okay.
Is she?
Her name is Cassandra.
Yes,
name
Cassandra.
Is Cassandra.
Yeah, that's her name.
Okay. And.
Breast cancer.
Yes, breast cancer.
Amen. Hallelujah. And even as we're praying, even right now, we join our faith together, even praying for you, Elder Phillip, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
You.
We thank you, Lord God, that as you prayed for Pastor Mom, amen, that the Lord is touching your throat as well in the name of Jesus. And everything that's attached to this cough, in Jesus' mighty and holy name, your whole respiratory system, even right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know, and the Lord said it's the change of climate that you've been in. We thank you, Lord God, that right now by your Spirit, that his body stabilizes with these changes of climates that he's been in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that your blood supersedes his blood, goes
Thank
into
you,
every cell, organ, and tissue of his body in the name of Jesus, bringing forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing going into his chest thank right you. Now in the name of Jesus. Even, hallelujah, up, hallelujah. I perceive it going up, up your chest, into your neck, into your throat, into your, hallelujah, even into like the front part of your head, your forehead, all in your nasal passages. Lord God, we thank you. We come against any post-nasal drip. It's got to cease and desist in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. You are yes, the Jesus. Lord who healeth thee. You are the God, his healer. And we give you praise and glory even now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
And amen. I receive it. Thank you. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so we're going to pray for Cassandra.
Yes.
Healing from breast cancer. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you so much for your spirit. And we lift Cassandra to you for total healing of breast cancer. We command all vestiges of breast cancer to be cursed by the powerful name of Jesus. We curse you in Jesus' name, and we command you to dry up. Dry up into nothing like the fig tree. We order you retreat. We order you, we curse you in Jesus' name, and we order you to retreat. And all associated pain. We also loose the power of the Holy Spirit to heal every part of that body that has been damaged by any kind of cancer. We ask you to heal her, Lord, not only removing the cancer, but healing her from any damage that the cancer did. We thank you. We expect this. We trust you and believe you for it. And, Lord, also ask you to restore her hair quickly, even supernaturally. I ask that you would touch her, begin to touch her, and restore her, but including her hair. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus.
Amen. 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 And I think of a prayer that we pray that Pastor Price started praying years ago, and we've seen it prevail in a lot of people. And it's grow hair, and we pray this for Cassandra, grow hair, more hair on her head. Hallelujah. Got to be specific because hair starts growing everywhere. So we just say in Jesus' name, grow hair, more hair on her head in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus, we thank you for complete healing in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
All right. We have some who have pressed their number one key. Just want to encourage you, anything going on, press your number one key. Get in the queue. We have an hour and a half left in regular time. So before we go into overtime, if we have to, but go ahead and press your number one key. We have Pastor Rodney. Good to have you on the line tonight. We're going to open the line for you. Sister Beatrice, you are next. Amen. We see you, Ministry Lane, pressing your number one key. You're next after Sister Beatrice. Pastor Rodney.
Praise the Lord, saints.
My brother.
It is so good to hear the saints' voices on tonight. You all sound like you're walking in victory and have more strength than you ever had before. Now, I pressed number one key because you said ain't nobody pushing them. So I didn't know what I was pushing it for, whether request or to encourage you. But I want you all to know tonight that deliverance is yours for the asking. Whatsoever you ask the Lord for, he will deliver you. He's yet a strong deliverer, and he's also a strong tower, that when we don't feel delivered, we can still run into him and be safe. And we thank and praise God for his word tonight that comes to let us know every promise and every line in the word of God, every jot. A jot is spelled J-O-T. That's a little dot above the I. And a tittle, that's a little bitty line that crosses your T's. Every one of them the promise that's attached belongs to you. And I pray tonight that God will increase our faith to receive and lay hold on the promises that he has given us and left us in his word. It's so many treasures, so many nuggets, so many things that we need. God can deliver from whatever it is. Don't feel guilty about being sick. Don't feel guilty about going through trials and tribulations, because the Bible said, count it not strange when you come under these fiery trials. But guess what? God is such a strong deliverer that he'll pull you out before you even knew you were in it. And tonight we just pray that God will increase us the more in our faith. And God, tonight I hear him saying, I'm coming to deliver you now. Whatever you stand in need of, whatever you're asking for, whatever you've been petitioning him, only you know. He knows you know. He's doing it right now. He's healing you right now. He's breaking you out right now. He's making ways right now. Yes. He's causing crooked places to be made straight and causing springs to come up in the desert. Come on here. Shall we not perceive it? God is doing it right now. God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know we love you. We love you. We love you. So good to have you on the line with us. It's good to get some good preaching. Amen.
And
we received that word of deliverance. You know, the Lord was talking to me earlier today about healing, and he highlighted a couple of scriptures to me. And one was healing of the soul. Amen. And that's deliverance. And then healing from backsliding. Hallelujah. That's in the word of God too, and that's deliverance. Amen. And we're believing by faith that the Lord was going to say some ailments that need to be healed. Hallelujah. That it would come from someone on the line tonight. And so we receive that. As what we're looking for is deliverance tonight, that God will bring deliverance, because what God reveals, he heals.
He heals.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So thank you so much, Pastor Rodney. Amen.
Amen. It's good to be here. And before I go, I do want to say, hey, Pastor Mom, I love you so much. And Pastor Catherine and all my brothers and Pastor Price, you know, you get to calling everybody. They're going to think you at the BET Awards and carrying on. But I just thank and praise God for all of you all on this line and what God have allowed you all to be milestones in my life. And I thank God that you are stones that I can remember and build upon to go higher in him. Pray that I be the servant the Lord is looking for this last and evil day.
Amen. Now, before you go, I'm perceiving something. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor Rodney's respiratory system right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you touch his respiratory system.
Yes, Lord.
And hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
That his breathing will be 100% in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Open
yes,
up
Lord.
Every
yes,
bronchial
Lord.
Tube. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you,
I thank you, Lord God. Your anointing is up on his chest right now. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Deyabashandabakusandalabahashata. All in his back, touching his lungs. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
yes,
from the front to the back. In the name of Jesus. Any scar tissue on his lungs being healed right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Yes. In the mighty and matchless
glory,
name
glory.
Of Jesus, hallelujah. Ashanda bakusanda lana bahashanda. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. It's just all in your lungs right now, burning out everything that's not of God and burning in complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And any kind of
yes,
diagnosis on your lungs, we say that those diagnoses are rendered null and void right now
yes,
in
Lord.
The name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
And that heaviness that's been on, that heaviness that's been on your chest, get off of him now in the
thank
mighty
you, Lord,
and matchless
thank you,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
we thank you, Lord,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
We
thank
give you
Lord.
Praise. We
yes,
give you glory.
You, yes.
you are
yes,
the God
Lord.
Who's
yes,
healing. You are the Lord,
yes, Lord,
our healer. Hallelujah. and Pastor Rodney shall live and not die,
yes,
and declare the
yes,
works
Lord.
Of the Lord with a strong
yes,
voice, strong lungs, in the mighty
yes,
and matchless
Lord.
Name of Jesus. And
yes,
we bless
Lord.
You right now, Lord, in Jesus' name.
We bless
name.
You, and we bless you.
Amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for your prayer. I feel the anointing moving
Hallelujah.
In now. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Now,
thank
you know,
you,
I don't usually you. Ask this. What's going? Anything going on with your lungs? Because that's what I was perceiving.
So, you know what? I have been out of breath lately, and I just thought because I was lazy. Come on here. But when you said that, I was thinking times I do get out of breath, and I should not be out of breath. And I'm going to go to the doctor,
right.
and I'm going to see. Because, see, let me tell you, saints, healing is not when you go to church and shout and they say you heal. Healing is when the doctor's report lines up with the preacher's report.
Amen.
That's when healing happens.
So go get it
Amen.
Checked out. Get it checked out.
That's your will. That's your will.
Amen.
And I'll follow up
Amen.
With you.
All
right. Love you all. Great big.
All right. Love you,
glory
too, Pastor.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Well, it was revealed. It was revealed.
Thanks. It was revealed, and hallelujah.
It was revealed right,
and
right
it's
there,
healed.
Right in the throne.
Amen.
Glory.
Heal him, Lord, is
Amen.
Healing. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And just one second here. Hallelujah. Amen. We just had a word through Minister Amber. It said, praise God in advance. Hallelujah. We're going to praise God in advance. Pastor Rodney. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me.
Hallelujah.
Under the praise His name. He saved us from the name. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Amen. Look what the Lord has done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Rodney, I got you on mute now, but keep in touch with us, okay? Let us know what's up. Hallelujah. And even when
Praise
you start
God.
Walking around and you're not breathing hard, you can let us know about that too. Sister Beatrice, opening up your line now. Anyone else? Press your number one key. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is moving. By His Spirit.
Yeah.
Sister Beatrice, welcome.
Hey. Hello, everyone. How y'all doing?
Wonderful.
Good,
good. Good. I mean, it must be a respiratory thing going around because that's what I'm on here for, about the congestion in my chest and stop smoking again. I have smoking and started back up. We're going to bind that thing in the name of Jesus tonight. Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you, Lord. So you had a chest congestion that it left, but then it's trying to come back. Is that what I think I'm hearing?
No, I had stopped smoking for like 2 weeks and picked the cigarette back up, but no, and my chest is like a congestion in my chest. Maybe it's because of the weather is changing here. Like this morning, it was like 47 degrees, and then by noon, it was 71 degrees. Maybe that's it. I don't know, but it's trying to be trying to get some kind of cold or some congestion, but I want to bind that thing right now.
That's right. That's right. It must be a night for chest congestion to get healed. Praise God. I love the man.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do. You're about to do another one. Praise God. You're about to do another one. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come upon us as we minister to Beatrice and come upon us, and also I ask you to come upon her to help her even get ready to receive in Jesus' name. Lord, we just want to follow your spirit. We want to do what you would have us to do. We love what you would have us to do. Thank you, Lord. Well, I stretch my, wow, okay. I stretch my hands toward you in Jesus' name. And out of both of my hands, it feels like Holy Ghost electricity is going out of them into your chest. So I demand and command in the name of Jesus, all chest congestion, you bow to the Holy Ghost. And you bow to the name of Jesus. I order you, bow to the name of Jesus. Bow to the power of the Holy Spirit and the anointing. And we lose healing in Jesus' name to come in and deliver. If it's been a weather problem, if it's been an allergy problem, it doesn't, we're not even interested in that. Doesn't matter what was the cause. We lose the power of the Holy Spirit to drive this out. Thank you, Father, that there's power going into her right now. She is a willing and eager recipient, and you're doing a mighty work in her chest, destroying all chest congestion. In Jesus' name, we loose this Holy Ghost power into her as you continue to minister to her. Thank you, Lord, for touching her. Thank you, Lord. You are touching her even now.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost power is going into her. We thank you so much in Jesus' mighty name. All right, we're gonna let you take a little bit and let us know what you're experiencing, and we'll see what if we need to minister some more, okay? Praise God.
It usually come when I be trying to lay down at night, that congestion be coming in my chest when I be trying to go to bed at night and lay down, it tries to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't up, I got to get me some lemon and honey and hot water to try to break it up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't feel it when you're sitting up.
Sometimes I do, like earlier today. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but so you're not feeling it right now. You're not feeling the congestion.
Oh, yeah, it's
right?
There. It's there. But it seemed like it get worse at night when I try to lay down. Uh-huh.
I understand. Okay, I understand. All right. Are you... Now, we're not looking for hype. We're just looking for truth and feedback to help us minister to you. Are you?
Oh, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
Are you experiencing any breaking up of congestion? What if anything are you experiencing over on your end? I guess that'd be an appropriate question.
Mm-hmm. Right now, just that congestion feeling. I'll be trying to get it up. If I be coughing, trying to kind of get that phlegm up out my chest, it won't come up. Like when y'all was on mute, I was coughing, trying to get some phlegm up. About 5 minutes ago, it wouldn't come up.
Understand. All right, we're gonna minister to you again, praising as the Holy Spirit would lead, and that's what we're going to do. Praise God. Sometimes we pray two or three times. Hallelujah. Lord, we come on behalf of Beatrice yet again. We thank you that your anointing is here. We thank you that she is an eager and willing recipient. We lay hands on her. We make a motion stretching our hands toward her chest, and we loose your spirit in and on her to destroy and remove every bit of congestion in her chest. I thank you that it feels like Holy Ghost electricity is going out of our hands. We know that you are making a connection with her. We know that she is making a connection with you.
Thank you, God.
I thank you that the power of the Holy Spirit is going on her. Right now,
thank you.
We destroy every bit of congestion. We destroy every bit of phlegm. We destroy coughing in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit, by your Holy Word, by your Spirit, moving upon your Word, you are bringing healing to Beatrice.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
We thank you for that. We thank you. There's still power going into you. I can feel it going out of our hands. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it going out of our hands. It's a nice, strong, steady stream. It's just a nice, strong, steady stream. Kind of consistent. It's just going in. Lord, I thank you. This is what you're doing.
Amen.
I thank you that you are producing the healing.
Thank you.
The Holy Ghost is going into it, literally.
Thank you, Lord.
We drive you out, congestion. We drive you out in Jesus'
name. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I have to tell you, I know that the Holy Spirit was touching you because I could feel that anointing going out of us and going into you.
I broke out in sweat. I broke out in the sweat. I tell you that, I'm sweating.
Well, amen. You're a eager receiver. I can tell you that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I broke out in
the sweat. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Burn it out of her, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Burn it out
Burn
of her.
Burn out
Jesus
everything
name.
That's not
Lord,
like
God.
You. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Burn
Thank
it out,
you.
Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Mighty work of
I saw,
Jesus' name.
I saw a vision of, it was like stones being broken up.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Like
Glory
a chisel and a hammer breaking up a chunk, breaking up a big, like a big stone into chunks, into little chunks. Thank you, Lord.
And that's
God.
What it felt like. It felt like sitting in my chest, a big hunk that won't come up. That's what you had a vision of. That hunk.
Jesus.
That's what it's trying to come. I feel it. That's exact. That your vision was correct. Trying to get it just cold out of me.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
That's what
Thank
you,
Lord, for breaking
Lord.
It up. Breaking
Thank
it up
you.
And bringing it out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just... I know you were an eager recipient, a willing recipient. I know he was touching you. If you're not already feeling a difference, you will be. That I can tell you. You know, you
oh,
are
I
definitely
feel it. I,
eager.
Touch and agree with that, amen. I touch and agree. I'm telling you, I broke out in the sweat. Yes. Amen.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yes, praise God.
Amen. Well, he's working on you. He's working on you right now.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
For real.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are your hands hot?
No, it's just that I broke out in the sweat. My hands
okay.
not hot.
All right. Well, while you're sitting there, put your hands on your chest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just put your hands up on your chest. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for breaking up this heaviness, this stone of
breaking
congestion
it, yes.
that's trying to be in our chest.
Glory.
Hallelujah. It's being broken up even right now in the mighty and matchless name of
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
And every chunk, hallelujah, the laser light of your word is just burning it up in the name of Jesus, burning up every chunk right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Hallelujah. It's like he has his hand in your chest right now in Jesus' name. Wow. Just breaking up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. And then I'm just perceiving other parts of your body that he's touching right now while he's working on your chest. He's also, I see him like touching like around your thighs down to your knees in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the God that healeth thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shoma kura mashandika wistila lahayasi. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing. Thank you. Hallelujah. There it is. Ooh, it's lifting up off of your chest. The whole thing is lifting up off of your chest. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Hallelujah. We give you praise for it, Lord God. We give you glory. God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you breathing? How's that feeling?
Glory.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell us what's going on, honey. Tell us what's going on.
Yes.
That pain is moving from off my side. My side was hurting. I didn't mention that tonight. My side was hurting. But it's easing up some. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. He's a multitasking God. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, Sister Beatrice, you know, keep in touch with us. Let us know, you know, what's going on. Oh, and also right now in Jesus' name, we pray about this smoking in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You took it, you delivered me, and we do have a word today that God is a delivering God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Deliverance from the smoking in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He did it for me. I've been smoking those years, and he took the taste away from me. Hallelujah.
Glory
Amen.
God.
And so right now, Lord God, we say take the taste away from her in the name of Jesus for any smoking in Jesus' name. And whatever the triggers are, whatever the triggers that make her feel like she wants to smoke, anxiety on the job or whatever it is, any kind of anxiety or whatever it is, that's trying to make her feel like if she just smokes, she feel better. We thank you, Lord God, that we say, devil, we done caught you in the act trying to kill, steal, and destroy. For every way you come at her, you must flee seven ways, repay sevenfold, and all the substance of your house in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her conscience, right, over her conscience. Every part
Thank
of her
you.
Is to plead the blood of Jesus over, like, her fingers that feel something when she smokes. We plead the blood of Jesus over her lips that feel something, that the drawing in that when she feels something. We plead the blood of Jesus over that, and that the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, will purge every dead work that the conscious fingers, her lips, her breath will be purged from every dead work, that she will not have a taste for this anymore in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, and she'll only taste and see that the Lord is good. In Jesus' name,
yeah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
That was
Amen.
Beautiful.
Lord,
that was truth. That was the truth. It make me feel better and relax me if I go take a smoke. Thank you so much for praying for that and whatever triggered me to start witnessing. Thank you so much, Pastor Kenzie. Thank you.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Now it looks like this has been said to you before, that the Lord is going to put singing in you. Hallelujah. You may be a singer already. Do you sing already?
No, I can't
okay.
sing. Nope.
All right. Well, you will sing. And I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The Lord, I mean, I couldn't sing before either. It's a whole long story. But I couldn't sing before either. When the Lord took the smoking out of my lips, he put a song on my lips. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And I'll quote from Psalm 40. He'll put a song on your lips. Many shall see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Elaine just ministered about the sound. There's a sound
yeah.
that the Lord's going to have come out of your mouth when this smoke is gone from you. And that sound is going to be to bring deliverance to your household in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Bring deliverance to your children, your grandchildren. Hallelujah. There's a sound that needs to come out of your mouth, but it can't come in conjunction with smoking, but it will come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
That will bring deliverance, saith the Lord, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. You know, I'm trying to go on. I'm trying to go on, Sister Beatrice, but I'm hearing the Lord say, you have been looking for deliverance in your house. You've been looking for deliverance in your generations, in your family. You've been looking for it. And the word is in your mouth. And the enemy is trying to get you to put cigarettes in your mouth instead of speaking out the word. There's even deliverance in your workplace that comes through your mouth, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And because of the cigarette in your mouth, the word can't come out the way with the purity that it's supposed to come out. Hallelujah. But this day, saith the Lord, you are delivered. Hallelujah. Oh, God,
Amen.
He knows I'm trying to stop and keep going. But God has provided a set time of deliverance. Your set time is today. Hallelujah. God
Thank
has
you.
Provided.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
God has provided a set time for deliverance. Your set time is today. Hey.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God has provided a set time for deliverance. Your set time is today. Hey.
God has provided a set time for deliverance. Your set time is today.
Hey.
Amen. God, it's today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Beatrice. I think my soul is delivered now. I said what he told me to say.
Yeah, telling you right, everything, you was hitting it on the nail.
You was hitting it on the nail,
and I thank you. Thanks.
Glory. Hallelujah.
No, glory to God.
Amen. Well, you know we're going to keep in touch. Hallelujah. Amen.
Absolutely.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I got to play this song. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what
Hallelujah. The Lord is healing. Amen. Even now, Ministry Lane, we're about to open up your line. But I'm going to say this to you. Check your lungs. Hallelujah. Check your lungs.
Check your lungs.
I just perceive God is moving in lungs tonight. Amen. Check your lungs.
Yeah.
If you have problems breathing, take a deep breath. Hallelujah. And press your number one.
Take a deep one.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ministry Lane, welcome.
Amen. Well, I've been sitting here just receiving the word of God that went forth, and I was like, healing over here. So I want to thank
Amen.
You all. Yeah, because when you called out the prayer, you know, the what she was having in her thigh and her knee, I was like, oh, look, okay, over here, Lord. And the breathing, so, I know God is not a respecter of person, so we can latch hold of the prayer that went up, and I received it. But that's what I was calling for this pain that's in my leg, and that was in my leg. And so I received the prayer that you prayed for Sister Bernice. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. So the pain left your leg?
I tell you, I was feeling the heaviness, and as more as you kept praying, and I was like, keep on. And, a little bit still there, but not as intense as it was when I pressed my number one key.
Praise God. So what was the level when you pressed the number one key? When you did that?
I'd say maybe an 8, and it's probably a 4 now, a 4 or 3.
Mm. Okay.
The heaviness, I can't, but the heaviness, and I'm not talking about the heaviness on my leg, the oppression of that spirit of infirmity that's trying to come upon my body has been lifted. And I know if that's been lifted, healing is on its way. So I do. I feel a lifting of that oppression. Yeah.
Amen. All right. Let's go for the target. I mean, if you was catching it and wasn't targeting anything, we're gonna go for the target now.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Go for it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm with you all.
Amen. All right.
Elder.
Elder.
Hallelujah.
Now,
hallelujah.
So where was the pain or in your leg? Where was it?
It radiates in my left leg down to my knee, from my, side to my knee. And,
okay. Thank you, Lord. Well, I know that you are an eager receiver and a very fast recipient, and there is an anointing that is coming upon us. So, Lord, we lay hands on this leg. I lay hands on my own, but as a sign of laying hands on hers. Well, okay, there we go. I loose this anointing out of our hands to drive the. Wow. She is an eager recipient.
Thank you, Lord.
I can feel the Holy Ghost just pouring out of our hands into you. You are eager recipient. I command every bit of pain that's been streaming down from the hip down to the knee in Jesus' name. I command that you be gone. She is receiving this anointing, and I feel it going into her. We demand that all pain leave now in Jesus' name. You're already on the run. You went from an 8 to a 4 or a 3. Well, you are on the run in Jesus' name. And you're going to go from a 4 or 3 down to a nothing in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
We drive you out by the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing that is flowing out of our hands right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Minister Elaine is an eager receiver and a quick receiver in Jesus' name. There's still power going into you. Minister,
I feel
still,
it.
Still Holy Ghost, still power going in.
Yeah.
Order all of the pain to be gone, and we lose healing to fix that which needed to be fixed. In Jesus' wonderful name, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus, well, I don't say it unless it happens. I know that you were receiving. I could feel it going out of us. I could feel it going into you. If you're not already noticing a second difference, you will. Wow. That was amazing. You were amazing.
Well,
Jesus was amazing. Praise God.
Amen. I do know more of a difference. Amen. There would be tightness around my knee when I would bend it. That has started to loosen up. So,
praise God.
Amen. I receive it.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
You are so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Well, while we're waiting on all of the tightness to go from the knee, the Lord is moving in your lungs right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You are
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah. And he's moving like it's deep in your lungs. I can just perceive him just touching every cell, organ, and tissue. Thank you, Lord. Of your lungs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to step out by faith and say what I'm perceiving is spiritual lung replacement in the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. If there was a thing that you would even feel, you could even feel in your lungs like little prickly things on the inside of your lungs, you could perceive those little prickly, I don't even know how to describe it, but all I can say is it's like little prickly things. They're gone. Hallelujah. And what you perceived in the past and you have felt it come up on you and say, oh, no, not again. And by the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, he's in agreement with you. Oh, no, not again. It will not come
hallelujah.
Again.
Yes.
In the mighty
hallelujah.
And matchless name of Jesus.
There
it is. There it is. Hallelujah. All of that prickly is gone in the name of Jesus. And it's smooth on the inside now in the name of Jesus. The inside walls of your, hallelujah. Amen. The inside walls of your lungs. It's just all of it is new. All of it is redone in the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord said, you were obedient. Even when you would feel that prickly stuff in your lungs and know that the next breath might not be there. for you the way you needed it. You still praise me. You still worship me, saith the Lord. You still dance before me. Hallelujah. Even when you finish dancing, you could barely stand up afterwards, you still did it. And so the Lord says, you were faithful with a few things.
Hallelujah.
With not even the full use of your lungs.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord says that I'm blessing you with the full use of your lungs.
Thank
right
you,
now.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He's doing it even now in the name of Jesus. And as you lay down to sleep tonight, hallelujah, you're going to perceive. You're going to perceive it's going to be like a heat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where he's making an exchange of your old for his new. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I receive you.
Hallelujah. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
The breath of God. The breath of God. That was your ministry, right?
Amen, yep.
Hallelujah. I haven't thought about that in years. The breath of God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
You're now operating with the breath of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's go back to your knee.
Hallelujah.
How's your knee?
Amen. I don't feel any pain right now in Jesus' name. I'm bending it. Still a little bit tightness, but much better. Almost like a one. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I got a lot to do with my knees, so they will operate in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, they got places to go and things to do.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel a lot of heat.
Thank
glory,
you, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, for that last little bit and the heat you're feeling, look what the Lord has done. Praise you in advance, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord told me
to get up and dance.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you for dancing for me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Ministry Land. I know we're going to hear this report.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful report.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
all right,
you all.
Have a blessed night.
Thank you for calling in.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen, Elder.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Glory, glory. Were you going to say anything else, Minister Lane?
No, I was just giving a shout out to Elder and Minister Linda. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I'm looking for her. I don't see her yet. Hallelujah.
Okay,
right.
Well, she's going to join in progress. Praise God.
Yeah, well, hey, she may be here tomorrow with us. Amen. Doing double duty two nights in a row. Amen. God bless
you,
Miss Elaine. Beatrice, something has happened? Question number one, again, Sister Beatrice?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can
you
hear
clearly?
Me?
Clearly.
Yep,
yes, wait a minute. Let me get myself together here. Wait a minute. Whoever don't believe, when you was praying for that woman, I'm sitting on the couch. Got up, get ready to get my clothes out to dry. I got the coughing. I don't want to gross nobody out. But some cold came up and it came like vomit. Ah! Jesus!
Oh!
Jesus!
That's deliverance.
I was getting ready. Let me tell you something. I was getting ready to pick up the phone and go ahead and fold my clothes up. But something say stay warm. When I got off the couch, walked to the dryer. The bathroom is before the dryer. I got the coughing and some phlegm came up. I had to get back on. Look what the God has done.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Whoever don't believe, I feel sorry for him. I thank God for my mom put it in me.
I thank God for my mom
to be a believer.
Thank you,
Pastor Kennedy. Oh, glory. Wow. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Shana Bahaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Are you able to take a deep breath?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm like, wow.
Thank you for sealing the healing. Thank you for sealing the healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't want to gross nobody out, but back on.
Yeah. That was a good thing.
I got to get myself together.
All right.
I got to get myself.
Well, God That's bless wonderful. You. We're going to play on.
Yes.
Look what the Lord has done. That was all him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was just in time.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise
God bless you. Have a blessed, restful, phlegm-free night. Hallelujah. In the name
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen. Hallelujah. The healing waters have been stirred. Amen. You guys on here tonight. Well, some of y'all been hanging from the beginning. If there's it at all, and thank you for praying too. You know, you could tell y'all praying in the background. Thank you. Thanks for the hallelujah.
Amen.
It makes prayer easy, doesn't it, Elder?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
when the healing community is praying with us. Yeah, it's like flying. You feel like you can fly right on into the prayer. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah, no, it's
well,
wonderful. Fantastic.
Hallelujah. Well, no one else has their number one key press right now. I'm going to do a shout-out on some people I see on the line. Hallelujah. Shout-out, Sister Debbie. We see you here. Shout out, ministers, Minister Donna. Good to have you on the line. Haven't seen you in a while. I know it's late in New Jersey. Good to see you. Hallelujah. You can press your number one key. You're on here for a reason. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll pray for you. We pray for your husband. We pray for your children, your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Minister Carey, good to see you tonight. Minister Mary, shout out to you. Good to see you as well. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, always good to see you. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, always good to see you and your family on the line. Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
And Reverend Treva, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So press your number one key. I'm going to check my text in case somebody texts me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I just got a message a few moments ago. I'm one of the leaders in a group, and it's called a 40-day turn up, and it's a Christian transformation group that also includes weight loss. And that's how I lost the weight that I've lost. Glory to God.
Wow.
And one of the people in the group, she has a sister who was on hospice, and I just got a message that the sister transitioned. So, and we were praying over the sister last night, hallelujah, that she would live every heartbeat, every breath that the Lord preordained for her to live. And then, you know, she passed on today. So, Father God, we lift up Rain's family to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you just touch them and comfort them as only you can in the name of Jesus through everything. And, Lord God, open the eyes of their heart that they can see you even in the midst of this and give you praise and glory. If anyone is not saved, if they're not born again, Lord God, open the door.
Yes.
For someone to lead them to Jesus in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we give you praise for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I don't see anyone's number one key press. So I'm looking at my text. If you want to send me a text. Oh, I see something. Reverend Treva. Okay. Reverend Treva from California. Apostle Kizzy and Elder Hawkey, God bless. I feel the anointing. I have several prayer requests. One for my neighbor, Ramona, who's having a partial hysterectomy surgery this week. And also her lower back, I guess Reverend Treva's lower back, the right side, the sciatica nerve, and that pain has been a level 9.
Ooh.
Excuse me. And she said as she's been on the line praying for others with us, the pain has gone down to a 5. And she's putting ice packs on her back and upper right thigh, too, and taking Tylenol every 6 hours. She's also going through shortness of breath when she goes up and down stairs. And she said she was limping 30 minutes ago, just came downstairs, no pain. No limping, not out of breath.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Incredible.
Hallelujah. No pain, no limping, and not out of breath. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And Lord
God,
everything that she's perceiving right now, hallelujah, where she's not out of breath, she's not limping, and if there's no pain, we thank you, Lord, for sealing that healing right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know that the anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-lifting anointing has been flowing, and we thank you, Lord God, that she, as Minister Elaine says, she latched on to it. That reminds me of how a baby latches on to his mother. Hallelujah. She has latched on to the anointing of the anointed
Praise
one and his anointing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And the healing has taken place. And so, Lord, we thank you for sealing the healing in the name of Jesus, that as we get off this line, that the anointing will continue to flow and that the healing will be sealed, that she will continue to breathe properly when she moves around. Hallelujah. That the pain will not come back again in the name of Jesus, and that there will be no limping. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
And that those ice packs won't have to be used. The Tylenol every 6 hours will not have to be used. In Jesus' name,
Lord,
we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. We
wow.
thank you for it now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow.
Elder, you want to pray for her friend, Ramona?
Yes.
Who's having a partial hysterectomy surgery this week.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we lift up Ramona to you in Jesus' name. There's going to be a surgery here very shortly. We are asking for 100% success with no complications, okay. no problems. Asking for you to lead and guide the doctors and all staff directly and indirectly associated with this case with Ramona. Also, I'm asking that as the surgery be successful, that she would recover. The recovery would be supernaturally fast and easy in Jesus' name. Anything cut out will heal really quickly. Anything cut back will heal really quickly. Any cuts, anything that's been cut, anything that's been cut open or stitched or whatever would heal supernaturally faster. Give her an exponential recovery in Jesus'
yes.
name, and let it be a relatively pain-free recovery in Jesus' name. And we ask that you just bless her in every way, and we thank you, Lord. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we thank and praise you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And by faith, we're going to praise God for her healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Reverend Treva, you know, you always keep in touch with us, so keep in touch with us and let us know. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll say once again, anyone else, you want to press your number one key? Glory to God. So good to see all of you still hanging out with us. Amen. Minister
Hallelujah.
Rachel and family, we're opening up your line. Hi, Minister
Hi.
Rachel.
Oh, God bless each and every one of you. Just need prayer about these symptoms that's trying to come back. The cold, the scratchy throat. Oh, my dear Lord, I thank you because I know He healed us because I'm able to taste again. You know, like thank my daughter, Lord. She goes to college and she goes actually to the building and she goes to other places. So may that stuff not come to our home because we're not always going out all the time. Remember my home, you know, we're not always, when I go to the store, I don't go a lot. Yeah, so may God just keep us healed. I want to seal this healing so that the enemy can't come back with the same old mess. The coughing and all that other stuff. And my son Marcus was having some pains earlier. It looked like it was either his stomach or side or before he was trying to remember if it was about his heart. Because I know I had to take him to the heart specialist when he was younger. I'm just praying, you know, for him.
So this is Marcus?
Against it. Yeah.
So he's been having pains around his heart?
When I look at him, he won't tell me stuff, but I'll be seeing him. I'll be watching him, observing him.
Like
he won't tell me
stuff
sometimes. Yeah. You got to let me know.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah,
so go ahead, Elder.
No, go ahead.
Okay, coughing and the scratchy throat, any fever? No fever?
I don't think anyone had any fever. No, I haven't noticed anyone fever. Just Gabriel was doing a little coughing as well, and I don't want him to, because right now he's in his mom's room with her, and I just want to make sure that he stay healed and stuff. Because I'm glad that he's holding out food and stuff like that. So,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And were there symptoms that were trying to come back upon you as well?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of things have been trying to come back upon you?
They caused me to do this.
The coughing and the scratchy throat.
You know, the scratchy throat, you know,
coughing,
you have to feel some kind of phlegm or something. It's just not, I don't want this. This doesn't have permission on me in Jesus' name.
Wow. We just had someone get delivered from that, so you just better get ready is all I can say. You just get ready to join the club. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. For what you have done for one, you will do for another. And your spirit is moving tonight, and people are getting healed and touched in miraculous ways, and we thank you for that. Lord, we lift Minister Rachel to you. This scratchy throat and phlegm stuff cannot stay. God is breaking up phlegm like a rock and like a hammer on a rock tonight.
Hallelujah.
So we break you with the hammer of the Lord in Jesus' name. We break you into pieces, you phlegm. We break you into pieces, you cough. And we demolish you, scratchy throat, in the name of Jesus. We forbid you to continue in and on this body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Phlegm, be gone. Cough, be gone. Scratchy throat, be gone. Whatever the cause, get out in Jesus' name. And we also forbid any diseases or sicknesses to come from those who have been in a building or in an admin building or in a college or wherever. You do not trespass in this home in Jesus' name. It is not yours. It's hers under Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We also come in the mighty name of Jesus against heart problems in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke you with the power of our words, and I command you in Jesus' name to be gone. Disappear. Disintegrate in Jesus' name. Do not stay in the name of Jesus. We order you out. We thank you, Lord. We fully expect nothing but a good report. I thank you in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord. Bless this entire family with healing.
Hallelujah.
With
Hallelujah.
Health, with wholeness in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Let
thank
them walk
you.
In divine health as they walk in your presence.
Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, yes, Lord.
Give them emotional
Hallelujah.
And spiritual health and wholeness as well, in addition to healing and wholeness in their body. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus. Thank wonderful you. Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. We bless and bless and bless your
Hallelujah.
Name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, as Elder was praying, you know, I'm joining my faith together, you know, and we all are. And I heard a scripture and, you know, really wanted to thank God for Renasia going to college. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your baby, your oldest baby is going to college. Glory
Amen.
To God. That's a blessing of the Lord.
Yes.
He's like, don't overlook this blessing now. Proverbs 10:22 in the Amplified Classic Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich. And he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we declare and decree that over Renasia going to college, because that's a blessing of the Lord that
Amen.
She got in. It's a blessing of the Lord that she's going. It's a blessing of the Lord that she desired to go to college.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a blessing of the Lord. And it makes
Amen.
Truly rich. This is a truly rich blessing. And he adds
Hallelujah.
No sorrow with it. So all of these,
Amen.
You know, diseases trying to come. No, 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 no. He adds no sorrow with it. Neither does toiling increase. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So that's your word. That's your word. Proverbs 10:22, the Amplified Classic
Amen.
Version. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.
Amen. You
well,
even sound better. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, in advance. Heal household. Protected in the blood of Jesus.
The
name of
the Lord.
Graduating from college.
He healed my body. He touched
hey.
My mind. He saved me. He was just in time. I'm gonna praise his name. He said he's just a name. Come on. Amen. God bless you, Minister Rachel. Love you.
Wow. Praise God.
Love y'all
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Minister Linda, glory to God.
Hello there.
Hi, Minister Linda.
Sorry, I'm joining so late with helping my youngest daughter with things for her baby shower, and it got later than we thought. And then I have a littlest granddaughter that wanted grandma tonight, so I had to get her down to sleep because she was having so much fun in the Dollar Tree. And just kind of had my hands full. But I want to ask special prayer for her and her mommy both because, well, she's had a cough, and I think she's just had a little bit too long. And I was praying over her tonight when I got her to sleep. And I was going to ask you all to pray for her too because I don't feel it's of God for her to keep this cough as long as she's kept it.
Wow.
Well, that seemed to be the theme tonight, doesn't it, Elder?
It is
this
the theme. It's yes, and it's like one night we had check your blood pressure. You know, that was the theme.
Yes, yes.
Well, tonight this
yes.
is the theme, and it's all right. He knows exactly
yes.
what he's doing. You know, I will tell you this: you're at the right place. He has healed
Amen.
Multiple people of this kind of stuff tonight. You're
Amen.
Right on. You're right on target. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. And I want to testify tonight for everybody out there to hear, and I know that this will bless Sister Barbara. You do realize that the girl that we're doing the baby shower for is the one that lost two babies, and this baby is good. This baby is due the first week of December, and this baby girl is doing wonderful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
You,
who's
Jesus.
Ever called
Praise
him,
you,
we lift him up right now in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus
you,
name.
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I know, honey. That brought you here. Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Here, honey. Here, sweetie, take a break.
Yeah, that
baby.
Needs to go. That's been hanging around too long. That needs to go.
Yes, it does. Need
that
to
needs
go.
To just stop.
She's precious in God's sight, and she doesn't need to have this. Actually, she was really quiet. It just she was calling in before, but she was really quiet when I called in. I made sure that things were quiet, and what she just started really coughing a lot just now. Poor baby. I know. Come here. Come
wow.
here. I'm going to silence the phone while you all pray. And I will lay hands on her.
Hold is a baby.
Yes.
Oh, you know.
She's five.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, she's five.
Amen. Amen. Okay, you want to go for it or?
No, I'm gonna have you lead on this one. I think I'll add if you're okay
yeah,
with that.
I'm here.
And I'll be agreeing with you. Praise the name of Jesus. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just lift up this precious child to you right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord God, you were showing us lungs. You were showing us things that are going on in lungs in the name of Jesus. We thank you for touching this baby's lungs right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Any kind of obstruction, the lungs, the all up in the throat, hallelujah. Even a post-nasal drip, Lord God. We just lift up the child to you right now, the grandchild to you right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your blood supersedes their blood, goes into every cell, organ, and tissue of their body. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. We speak peace over them right now. Peace over that coughing. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Peace right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We see you moving all in their sinuses in the name of Jesus and taking away even that post-nasal drip that's causing the cough in Jesus' name. Thank you for it right yes. now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm perceiving something that has nothing to do with a cough that I know of. And we thank you, Lord God, for touching their hand. Lord God, whatever's going on in their hand, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for healing their hand right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. And whatever you're communicating to me about a hand, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for it right now in the name of Jesus. And then we thank you for even the atmosphere. Hallelujah. The atmosphere around this grandchild in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That there is no dust mites in the atmosphere, no allergens in the atmosphere. The blood of Jesus is over them right now. The canopy of your glory is up on them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that by your stripes, hallelujah, they are and were healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that you are rising over them with healing in their wings in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And then, Lord God, we speak to this spirit of trauma, the spirit of trauma of going through the multiple coughing and all of that. You spirit of trauma, get off of them now in the name of Jesus, that there'll be no fear or trepidation about coughing, that it's going to come back again. We thank you, Lord God, that it is removed now in Jesus' mighty and holy name, and we give you praise for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And once again, we're going to praise God in advance. Hallelujah. And it is done. It is so. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing, even now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Peace be still to the coughing, in Jesus' name. As you spoke to the wind and the waves, you can also speak to the cough. In Jesus'
Glory
name,
to God.
We thank you, Lord God, for peace be still in that coughing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I don't see anyone else's number one key press, so we're going to, glory to God, we're going to get ready to close. And what we've already talked about, the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, what's going to happen with the broadcast tomorrow night. I'll just say it, tomorrow night, Elder Philip and Minister Linda, Lord willing, will be back with us on tomorrow night because they are doing the evangelism. They're doing the healing boot camp on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. And with these boot camps, this is boot camp season. So we had the, in August, we had the evangelism boot camp, September, spiritual warfare boot camp. This month, all this month of October, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we have the healing boot camp. Hallelujah. And it's going to be kind of different, a little different from our prophetic healing night like we've had tonight, because there's going to be more testimonies. There's going to be more teaching, a certain amount of testimonies and teaching. There will be impartation. We believe even that happened tonight in the name of Jesus, impartation. Activation of healing as well in the name of Jesus, and demonstration. Hallelujah. Ones will get healed. So tomorrow night is the healing boot camp. Hallelujah. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And if you're here with us tonight and you're not really quite sure that you are saved, that you're born again, hallelujah, this is your moment in time for salvation. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." Hallelujah. He wants to do that for you right here and right now. It only takes a few moments, but it lasts throughout eternity. Hallelujah. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Hallelujah. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says, to believe what Jesus said, to believe what we're saying here right now, tonight. Make a choice to believe, and you shall be saved. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Yes, repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. I raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm born again, I'm saved, hallelujah, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. And we just want to pray over you that you prayed that prayer tonight. Like I said, it was a short prayer, but it was an eternal prayer. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We pray for you right now that God will touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that he will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to do right, power to read the word of God and to understand it, and even power to pray in your very own prayer language. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God right now. You are a child of God. You are redeemed. You are saved. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So thank you for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to have Minister Linda, if she's able to come on, and also Elder Phillip to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Hallelujah.
Okay. Are you there, little Linda? Are you stuck in the
I got a little problem here. I just need a minute. I can get on.
Good to hear you.
Okay. Do you have any closing remarks while she has a minute?
I would just like to say, yeah, the Lord has moved tonight. So appreciative. And obviously he had a theme, one of his themes, you know, not only one theme, but one of his themes with the respiratory or whatever. I am very grateful for being included in that theme. I am feeling better, having been standing, actively standing for a few days. And so I'm even appreciative myself. But thank you for all of you who call in and who pray. And obviously there were several notable healings tonight where people were very touched by the Holy Ghost. We thank you for being a part of it, for praying in the background, for being there, supporting all the time. Thank you, Apostle, for what you do. You make this so easy for the rest of us, and you make it look easy, but it's not, okay? And we thank you for that. So if little Linda wants to be there and able to close in prayer, great. Otherwise, we may have to do it without her, but either way, it's all
I'm back. I'm back on.
Okay.
I am back on.
All right. Great, great.
So would you like me to close in prayer, you said?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for a wonderful broadcast tonight, Lord. Lord, I didn't get to be a part of very much of it, Lord, but I know that you moved tonight, and I'm sure that lives were touched. Lord, I thank you that there are people that reach out and that they know that you are the great physician. They know that you are the great healer, Lord. No matter if it's the common cold or if it's the flu or if it's coronavirus, whatever it is, Lord, we know that you are the great healer. We know that you answer prayers, that you gave my daughter a baby after two of them, you know, want to be with you in heaven, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you that you are the giver of life. And I thank you that you answer our prayers and you answer them the way that they're supposed to be answered. Now, Lord, I pray that there would be a blessing upon each and every person that called in and that you would seal these healings. And I would also pray that you continue to heal my granddaughter and all those that have called in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you all so much. Thank you for being available. Both of you are so available with Elder Phillip being in Delaware on a business trip, you being in Ohio and helping with baby showers and babies, and still you all are available to the Lord. And we give God praise for you all. Hallelujah. And I thank God for myself after having a colonoscopy today. To be able to be here tonight. I just thank God for his availability in all of us and all of you who are on the line tonight. God bless you all. Yes. Have a blessed rest of the night and continue to look what the Lord has said and give him praise. Have a blessed night, everyone. Love you all.
Look what the Lord has done.